It may not sound like it, but there is tension under those laughs. The conversation of Forest Service officials and concerned citizens joined the normal chorus of birdsong this morning at Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area. Dispersed throughout the group in their iconic olive uniforms, Forest Service members greet citizens who have come armed with sunscreen, water, and bug spray, ready for a tour of the proposed Pisgah Bay project area.
My name is Tina Tilley. I'm the area supervisor for here at Land Between the Lakes. I really want to thank you for you all joining us on this field trip.
12 people cram into the Forest Service van to begin the tour. The biggest recreational use of LBL is driving, and about 32 miles of roads in the Pisgah Bay area need repairs. In fact, the van nearly got stuck on one of the roads officials are proposing for seasonal closure because they're damaging the landscape and watershed. Also, recreation program specialist Gary Hawkins says popular campsites may be changed because they're impacting some heritage sites.
The public likes this area. We want to continue to allow that to happen, but we don't want to do it at the expense of another resource.
But the biggest point of contention for most is forest management. The 2009 ice storm that toppled trees and sent limbs crashing damaged 40% of the canopy around Pisgah, leaving a hazardous forest vulnerable to wildfires, fungus, insects, and disease. The Forest Service proposes prescribed fires, herbicide treatments, and thinning some 4,500 acres to restore forest health and improve the area for recreation. But some believe the forest is better left to heal itself.
It looks to us like they're making it a less desirable place to come see and to come be.
David Nickel is a farmer and professor of sociology and philosophy at West Kentucky Community and Technical College.
I understand there's need for spot management, but on the massive scale they're proposing, this, it looks more like a work project than a forest maintenance project.
The Forest Service will sell some 3,600 acres of timber, thinning maples, beeches, and loblolly pine. Project leader Dennis Wilson says the cut will encourage the development of mature oak hickory woodland, bringing the forest back to conditions of pre-European settlement.
LBL is not cutting timber to make profit. Timber is a tool to use to meet our desired conditions. We have cut and leave, which we're cutting and leaving the timber. We have commercial sales that timber will be leaving LBL, but I promise the receipts are not our primary concern.
LBL stands to earn around $900,000 from the proposed commercial thinning. Officials expect sales to generate around $3.5 million in local economies during the 5 to 10 year project. Then there's the prescribed burning.
I cannot believe that our officials over here haven't realized the potential of the harm that they're causing and factored that into their determination to continue it.
Della Oliver was raised in the Woodson Chapel community of Land Between the Rivers before the federal takeover of the property. She now lives in Lyon County and says she has experienced incidents where the smoke is thick enough to choke. And as a respiratory therapist, says she knows how polluted air can damage people's lungs. But LBL's fire management officer says he raised the minimum burn ceiling to get smoke up in the atmosphere and away from people. LBL officials have also offered to warn residents with respiratory problems before prescribed fires, but Oliver is not satisfied.
To be told that we need to find the names of the people who have breathing problems so they can inform them and they can leave their homes, to me that's not acceptable.
Forester and project leader Dennis Wilson held the public tour to promote dialogue, which he hopes will improve the project. He is aware that many disagree with him, and he says that's okay.
That's what drives me every day to come to the office, and when we're implementing our land management activities, it makes me want to show them that what we're doing is beneficial.
Several of the attendees would prefer to see no action at Pisgah, believing nature the better manager. Wilson says his team will analyze a no-management alternative, but will table it if it does not help the Forest Service reach its management goals. Wilson says public comments will be factored into the environmental assessment before plans are finalized. For WKMS News, I'm Allison Crawford.